Todd, this was my greeting this morning. I walked in and I said to Kelly, I said, she goes, you know, I just saw on Facebook, because that's where we get reliable information, I guess.
Yes, it is.
I just saw on Facebook that the allergies this week are particularly bad.
Yep.
And I said, I've never really gotten allergies before, but I've had this, like, you know, this, it's
a little tickle.
A little tickle, it's just, and a little runny, and it's just driving me crazy. And
dry.
Kelly goes, yep, welcome to aging. It's like, wow,
well,
okay.
Just allergy season.
Well, I feel like allergy, yeah. That's true.
You think it gets worse
well, no,
as you get older?
No, then I was eating raspberries, and she said, careful, you're going to get diverticulitis. And I was like, okay, you sound like an ancient person this morning.
Are raspberries the source of that?
Here come the allergies, look
be.
Out.
What do you mean they can be?
Those little seeds, they get into your intestinal situation and they make
no,
holes. There?
No, the diverticulitis is the little pockets.
Yeah, and the seeds get in there and go pow.
But then that can result
so
in
So you
the
have
infection.
To have it first, though, before the seed flares it up.
I think that's the case. Yes.
I'm not sure.
Chicken, egg, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I think that's
Got
what it,
it
is. I think that's the pockets come first, and then a seed ends up in there, and then you get an infection.
There
yeah,
because
I had a couple good weeks of raspberry eating.
Yeah,
before that happened. So that's
did you really?
I did.
And then
I love a good raspberry.
Ooh, and chocolate covered. Wow. Yeah. Not gonna lie, there was chocolate on it.
Okay.
I can't keep up with this. I'm wait, what
chocolate
did we started with allergies?
I know. That was
I started talking about then we went to raspberries causing diverticulitis. And now we're into chocolate raspberries. So I'm in catch up mode, just so you guys know. What's next so I can get ahead of you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man.
What the hell
the
is
way,
gonna happen next?
And it's not the delay from the TV station to the radio station. It's just we're just too fast.
Yeah.
I'm a step behind you.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's just
not used to being slower.
So I read this, and I never believe these stupid astrological things, but I read this, and I was like, ooh, okay, that one is actually a little accurate. It's how to spoil us based on our astrological sign, okay?
This is fun. Okay.
So how to spoil us based on our astrological sign. What is your sign, Kel?
Aquarius.
You're Aquarius. So it says, Aquarians abhor all things cliche.
You call her a whore? You just call
okay.
her a whore?
Todd's still behind.
He's thinking that, and I'm thinking, what does abhor mean?
Right. A boar? Is that like a pig?
What? Can you just use real terms?
Yeah. Right.
Not Blake terms.
I'm just reading.
Oh,
hate.
Okay.
Okay, Aquarians hate.
Okay.
All things cliche. So you're going to have to be creative, maybe even ingenious, to spoil them.
Oh my God, that's true.
Pay attention to weird and random things they care about. Charcuterie.
Oh my God.
Yes.
If they have a strange obsession, get them a t-shirt about it.
Oh my God.
Diverticulitis.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Oh my God, I need a t-shirt.
Yes, and it has like all pockets.
Yeah.
And
yes.
seeds.
Yeah, and you can put your raspberries in the different pockets.
Oh
yeah.
My God. Yeah. Yes, we need that.
Divertees. Diverticulitis.
Put a seed in the pocket.
Yeah.
You should LLC that.
Diverticulitis. Wow. There we go.
Yes. That's amazing.
That's how we're going to make our millions right here. Diverticulitis.
Wow, this is really like perfect for me because I do hate all things cliche.
And they come in two sizes, middle-aged and elderly.
Oh my God, I'm middle-aged.
So that's accurate, okay. Right?
Yeah.
Because like the shark, like how you said the other day, like for Mother's Day, you don't want flowers,
no.
You don't want all the cliche things.
No.
Takeout. I love takeout. Surprise me with takeout.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Wow, that's crazy.
Todd, you're Aries, right?
I am Aries.
I remember that because of the name of your cat.
Right. Now we all know that you guys are all Aries. Okay.
We really are.
So it says, if you're game enough to spoil an Aries, of course, Todd's the more high maintenance one. Look for over-the-top displays of affection. The bigger, the better. If you're going to throw them a birthday party, it needs to be big. If you want to send them flowers, it better be every single rose at the flower shop. I don't know if that's
this
true.
This is not true.
Is it true for? I don't think it's true for Rachel either.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it is.
Oh my God,
no,
it says,
I think you're right.
Spoil
it's
them
not.
Like they're a queen.
This is definitely not me.
Yeah,
I don't
okay,
like
that's
the attention. I don't like big fanfare parties for me. Nothing. No.
Yeah.
I want to fly under the radar.
Oh my God, mine sounds so gay. It's so stereotypical. For Taurus, It says, if you feel like spoiling a Taurus, you need to dilate their senses.
Oh, my Jesus. God. 100%.
A back yes. rub. Oh, I love a back rub.
100%.
Or a home-cooked dinner and an expensive bottle of wine.
Oh, my wow. God.
Hand-feed them macarons while you sit together in a garden.
Oh, my God. Oh, that is 100% you.
A Taurus is a goddess of sensuality.
Oh, my.
This is clearly written for women, right?
Wow. Or okay. you.
What is Tim? Tim is a Cancer. Oh, this is actually totally true. To truly spoil a Cancer, you need to be so sweet they walk away with cavities. Although he'd be like, cavities. Oh. He goes to the dentist like 5 times a year. He's very big on his teeth. And he does have beautiful teeth.
He has great teeth. Yeah.
He goes, if you're worried it's too gushy or cliche, then it's perfect. That is true. Oh, that's cute. Yeah. Give them a friendship necklace where you wear one half of the heart and they wear the other.
Oh.
It's so true. It's like Blimothy. Sentimental stuff.
Blim.
Oh, he wouldn't wear it, but he'd hold it in like his like sock drawer. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Isn't that cute?
I don't know what Jay is.
How do you not
know his birthday?
I know his birthday, but I don't know the astrological signs.
When's his birthday?
Crap. March 29th.
Wow. He's Aries.
He's an Aries also.
Oh, my God. He's an Aries.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Kelly, when's his birthday? Insane. Crap.
Crap. Oh, he's an Aries. So, no, and he doesn't like the attention either. He wouldn't.
So,
yeah.
Aries is wrong,
easy.
But the rest of them are right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me see. I'm trying to think of their.
He just wants me to remember it. No, yeah. Jay likes a card. Jay just likes a card, and I hate buying cards.
I hate it. Too.
I hate it. I feel like it's the biggest waste of money.
It is a waste of
that
money.
That and wrapping paper.
Opposite,
I'm not wrapping it.
Oh, come on!
I'm not wrapping it, and I'm not buying you a card.
All that extra fanfare.
I never cared about that stuff until Kyle. And then Kyle was really big into like wrapping and the presentation.
Yeah.
And then I learned how much people appreciated that.
Yeah.
So that's now I'm like, oh, okay. And I've always loved a good card.
I know.
But I'm so.
But you're
savvy.
So
sappy.
I know. Yes. That's
but because I
you.
Get a blank card and write something.
Right.
Right.
Right. That's why I had to sap it up for your birthday. That was your gift. But Jay, like, will be like, you didn't get me a card? No.
I love that for
love
my
you.
Birthday.
No, not wasting $6.
No. Yeah, exactly.
For
it's
my
on the
birthday,
budget.
Kelly's like, oh my God, I got to think of something to write. She's like hemming and hawing over for like months, right?
Yes.
And then Jay's birthday is like, I don't know, when is it?
Yeah, exactly. Right.
There's a card.
Jay, you have me. That's your gift. That's it.
Kelly's the prize.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Poor Jay just wants a card. I won't even give him that.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Jay. There's Kel.
I'm the prize. Poor Jay.
I knew I still had that somewhere.